All right, Cameron, you're running really, really well, mid to late stages of the race, coming into, actually, out of turn two, and you ended up pretty hard in the outside wall. What happened there?
Well, apparently there was a car spun out there that was hanging out for an hour. I don't know if he just wanted to parallel park or what he was trying to do there. No, there was a car spun out there and nobody knew. You know, no caution was blown. Green lights were flashing. I was making a move on A.J. Bernie's at that time. I was pretty sure I was going to get him coming out of the corner. And lo and behold, there's a car sitting there, you know. And what do? Your reactions, hit the brakes, turn right, get away from him. You know, I didn't want to hit the kid in the door bar. I didn't want to kill him. And it was a chain reaction, and the car, you know, I got hit from behind from Bond, and the car went head-on in the wall at that point.
You can see you were pretty visibly upset, we could see from the stands. Was that more at not seeing a caution, or wasn't directed at Mike, was it?
No. It wasn't anything to do with anybody. This is the idea behind it. For me, is we have a one-way radio. We don't have no communication with spotters. We don't have side mirrors. We don't have none of this stuff. My job to do is race and listen to the guy in the tower. If he doesn't tell me, he's God here. If he doesn't tell me what's going on, I don't know what's going on. If a car spun out in front of me, okay, and I don't see it, it's his job to let me know. That's the bottom line.
All right, how bad's the car?
It's pretty bad. It's pretty bad. We'll get it fixed. We'll get it fixed. I mean, it's one of those things. We'll work hard. I'll burn the midnight oil. I'll get 3 hours of sleep the whole week. That guy will sleep great all night long. My car's trash because of somebody else's ignorance.